Blog Talk Radio.
Jacksonville, Florida,
where God will always get the glory, he will always get the honor, and he will always get the praise. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he says that he will do the drawing. So we are here today. We are looking for God to draw men and women, boys and girls from every continent of the United States of America, every continent in this world, from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. We're looking for God to do great and mighty things. So today, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we want you to go with us as we go before the throne. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, today, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, God, to move in the supernatural. Cause things, Lord God, to be manifested, God, throughout our radio audience. God, give them a testimony of victory. Give them a testimony of praise. Give them a testimony of healing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give them a testimony, God, of their salvation. And God, we just decree and we declare, God, that it shall be done according to your word. And this we will continually to praise and to magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and here today, we are here in coming before you that you will hear the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save our soul. We are excited about what the Lord is about to do. We are excited about the word of God. For the word of God tells us, it says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed, to rightly divide the word of truth. He said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. We want people out there to be free. We don't want them to be in bondage. We don't want them to be bound. But when we get Jesus in our lives, then we no longer be entangled with the work of darkness. So today, we getting ready to give you our topic today, which is finish well. Finish well. And while we're giving you our topic for today, we want to give you our key verse, and that is taken from 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and that 7th verse. And it reads, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I mean, thank you, Lord Jesus, for to be able to say that I have fought a good fight. How many of you today that are fighting a good fight? How many of you that's going to finish your course? And how many of you that's going to keep the faith? I believe that there are many out there that's going to do exactly that. And if you're not on that pathway, we want you to know that God has a word for you on today that you can be able to do exactly that. Our central truth will be Christians are charged to stay on course and to finish well. We would like to introduce to you our panel for the Breakthrough Broadcast.
First, we would like to introduce to you Miss Helen Watson. She is the executive director and founder of the latest crisis center for girls. Miss Watson, today we're going to be talking about beware of evil, and that all having to do with finishing well. She's going to talk about beware of evil. And then we have Pastor Francina Shanks. She is the founder of Reaching Souls for Jesus Outreach and Deliverance Ministry. And Pastor Shanks going to talk about know the scripture. It is so important that we know the scripture. If we don't know the scripture, we don't really know God. And following Pastor Francina Shanks, and then we're going to have Pastor Louis Malone. He is the senior pastor of Cross Temple Christian Center. And Pastor Malone will speak to us about complete the course. How many of you have taken a course in school or in college or wherever you was taking the course, or you may have decided that I'm going to run 1 mile, and you didn't because you decided that I'm not going to stay disciplined and I'm going to give up. So here we have these men and women of God today that's going to talk to us about finish well. And we want you, we ask you to please to listen to what the men and women have to say here on this broadcast. For the word of God says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we're going to begin this broadcast with Miss Helen Watson as she comes to us, speaking to us today about beware of evil. Miss Helen Watson.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and as usual, hello to our broadcast listeners, and welcome our broadcast family once again. And as Dr. McCoy said, I'm going to be speaking on beware of evil, which is coming from 2 Timothy 3 chapter 1 through 9, and it reads, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was." And here in the third chapter of 2 Timothy, we see Paul giving Timothy, it's like his final instructions, because here we know that Paul is going to go to his death soon, and he's giving final instructions, and he's telling Timothy about the last days. And we know in the last days, he said in verse 1, that these are going to be perilous times, which means that these times are going to come where there's going to be grave risk. It's going to be dangerous. It's going to be evil and troubled times, and he's getting him ready, and he's preparing him for what is going to come. And we see that in today's society, where in today's church, in the body of Christ, where there's perilous times in the earth, yes, it is, but there's also perilous times in the body of Christ. We're having crisis after crisis after crisis, and this is what he's telling him in verse 1. These times are going to come, and it's going to be it's going to be grave risk, and there's going to be risk takers. And he goes on down, he said, for men shall be lovers of themselves, meaning that people will love only themselves and their money, and they'll be proud and they'll be boastful, sneering at God. They'll be disobedient to parents, and we see that today. They'll be ungrateful to them and just thoroughly just all right, just out bad. And I was hearing some stories this week, and we were studying this, but I was hearing some stories of a young man here in Jacksonville, which was 16, and I think that he was shooting or he shot at his mom several times. So we know we're in the last days, and people often hear people say, well, I'm just so surprised. I can't believe that. But if the word of God says it, then we know to expect it. And that is what he's telling Timothy here. He's telling Timothy, look for these things because they are coming. In the last days, you're going to have, it's going to be a dangerous time. It's going to be very, very risky. And without, in verse 3, where he said, without natural affections. And we all know that we see that rampant in the earth today, that men and women are having unnatural affections for the same sex. And we know that is not of God. And we know that the world is trying to get us to accept some things that are not of God, and we shouldn't. We should rebuke that. We should pray for our country. We should pray for our president. We should pray for the leaders that are making laws that are not of God and don't stand on the word of God. I hear a lot of people say this country was built on biblical principles, but these are not biblical principles that our lawmakers are going to Congress or are going to Washington and they're making. So we should be mindful of that, and we should be praying for our leaders. And that's what we see in verse 3. Without natural affection, they're going to be truth breakers, meaning they're going to say something and they're going to go back on their word. And we see all of this happening. So Paul is getting Timothy ready for the last days. In the last days, he says these things are going to be happening. And we see that to this day. We're seeing it now. They're going to be traitors, like he said in verse 4, meaning they will betray their friends. They'll be hot-headed. They'll be puffed up with pride and prefer good things to worshiping God, and we see all that happening today. So now we know we're in the last time. We're in the last time. Anybody that knows the word of God and they read the word of God and have read this chapter and knows what Paul was telling Timothy, we're seeing that to this day. We're seeing that right now in the earth. So we need to, as men and women of God, we need to pray that we reach more and more people for God, that we bring in more people for God, that we continuously build his kingdom, that we continuously put the word out there, the unadulterated word. We need to preach and stand on the word of God. We don't need to sway to the left, to the right, but we need to stand on God's word because these things are happening today. Like I said, because we are in the last time. I've heard some things about some churches and some things in the body of Christ that are not white. We all know that. And like I said, we need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for our leaders that are in the church that they will do the right thing. They will preach the right thing, not only be hungry for people and for money and for prestige and for title, but we need to pray that they are preaching the unadulterated word of God, that they have a heart for God's people, that they have a mind for God's people, that they are preaching what the word of God says and not swaying from it and not adding to it and not stirring to it and not taking away from it. So we see these perilous times right now, and this is what Paul was telling Timothy, to get ready. Know that Timothy was a very young preacher and that he really, really needed. And Paul goes on to say, as you read this chapter, that you're going to see what Paul is telling him, you are equipped to do this. And all of us are equipped. If God has anointed you and appointed you to do a certain job, you are already equipped. You don't need to ask this person, that person, that person. If God has already anointed you and you know what he's anointed you to do and you know what he's told you to do, we need to get on our job and we need to do that. We need to stop looking for man for affirmation. We need to stop looking to man to affirm us. If God has told you to do it, we need to be getting it done. That is some of the part that is wrong in the body of Christ. We're always looking for affirmation. We're always looking for accolades. We're always looking for titles. We're looking for things that we're not supposed to be looking for. We're not looking to God anymore. We're looking to please man. And that is also what Paul is telling Timothy. And as you read this chapter, he told him that he is already equipped. This has been instilled in him since he was a boy. So he's telling him to do what you were taught, to do what is instilled in you, to stir up that gift that's in you, stir up that strength that God has put in you, the Holy Spirit, and to do what God would have him to do. So that's what we're talking about today, and it's beware of evil. And we are in the last days, and we are in the evil days because we're hearing things on the news that just get worse and worse and worse. It's not going to get better. The body of Christ is going to have to get stronger. They're going to have to get down to God's business. It is not going to get any better than what it's getting. It's going to get worse by all means, because the Lord has to come back, and he has to come back for his people and for his church, and he is going to do that. We have to be ready. So that means, and it goes on to say, pray in and out of season. We have to be ready. We have to be ready to preach and to teach the word of God. Women that are listening, older women that are listening, elders in the church that are listening, we need to be preaching and teaching and training up the generation that's coming behind us, because we see that it looks like they have no vision. It looks like they have no future. It looks like they're not paying attention to anything that is going on in the body of Christ. We see lesbianism running rampant. We see homosexuality running rampant. And like I said, we see the lawmakers making it easier and easier. We as God people need to pray, and we need to get together, come together, band together, and pray that this country, that we can take this country back. We can draw some people to Christ and show them the way. So that is what Paul is telling Timothy here. And he's going on to say that in the ninth verse, but they shall proceed no further. And what he meant was they won't get away with all this forever. The same day of their deceit will be well known to everyone as the sin of Jannes and Jambres. And those two people that said they opposed Moses, those were the two magicians when God sent Moses to lead his people out and told Pharaoh to let them go. Those are the two magicians that opposed Moses, meaning when Moses threw his rod down, that Pharaoh called his magicians to throw their rods down too and turn them into serpents. Okay, they both turned into serpents, but Moses' rod, that serpent, swallowed up their serpent. So that's what it means. Their folly is going to be known just like these two magicians were known, because God, it showed that God's strength and God's power is more powerful than anything, any magician, any black magic, anything. So that's what we see Paul encouraging Timothy, because he's about to meet his death, and he's encouraging Timothy. And like Dr. McCoy was saying, when he was saying, I have fought the good fight, and he ran his race, and he finished his course. And we all want to say that when we stand, when we're getting ready to leave this earth and we're getting ready to pass into eternity, we all want to do that. And we all want God to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
We'd like to thank Ms. Helen Watson for blessing us on today, for talking to us by the wayside. As we heard what God was, were able to hear what God was saying to his people. She was talking about being aware of evil. We live in a time, as she said, we're going to have to be aware of evil. Don't just look at evil and don't pray. Don't just see people that are dying and going to hell and don't rescue them. Don't save them. Don't say anything so that they can be delivered and that they can be made free. It's just like a person that house is on fire and you see, you know somebody is in there and you don't knock on the door and you don't do anything in order to get that person out of that house before they perish. So that's the same thing it is, in a sense, what God is putting upon our heart, that we have to have a greater passion for the lost, that we have a greater passion for those that are lovers of their own self, for the covetous person, for the boasters, and those that are proud, those that are black. We heard Ms. Watson, as she talked to us, she was talking about those disobedient, those that are disobedient to their parents. You know, we got a lot of people that are even unthankful. You know, they are not holy. If they're not holy, then they are unholy. So, therefore, she even talked about the lesbians. She talked about the homosexual. And these are people that are without natural affection. They are truth. Some people we find in these last days, because God, you know, it's just so great that if you can go back and you can read 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and it will break down. It will tell you these things that you need to be aware of, that you need to know that these things are evil and these things are not right. So you're going to find so many people, people in these last days that need our help, that need some deliverance. And who best to deliver them but a child of God that has the word of God, that has the power of God, that's been demonstrated in their spirit, in their body. God has given us power over the power over the enemy. So therefore, yes, you're going to find truth breakers and false accusers. You're going to find people that are fierce and despisers of those that are good. I mean, you're going to find people that are traitors and headed and high-minded, people that are lifted up in pride, you know. So you're going to find all these people. So when you're listening to Miss Helen Watson, I know that you was inspired. I know that your desire for seeing more people one into the kingdom would be greater, because it's a need. Something wrong with a Christian if we don't have that passion, if we don't want people to be saved, if we continue to let people live in the life of the lives that they are living in. Let's go ahead and walk on. Let's go ahead and walk on through our discussion on the day. We're going to walk a little further through this breakthrough broadcast, and we're going to have a Pastor Francina Shanks to come, and she's going to talk about know the scriptures. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome Pastor Francina Shanks to the breakthrough broadcast. Pastor Francina Shanks.
Glory today. Thank you, Lord. I give God all the praise and glory today. Thank you, Dr. McCoy. My topic is Know the Scriptures, and I'm coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10 through verse 17, reading from the King James Version of the Bible, verse 10 of chapter 3. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity. Charity means love. In the Greek terminology, or Greek, it means love, patience. Verse 11, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Here is Paul giving Timothy an example, telling him what he went through because of him preaching the gospel. So he's encouraging Timothy and telling Timothy to look at him as an example. Verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Well, the Lord moved on me last Saturday to speak that to the people of God. Like Timothy, if we're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, we're going to suffer persecution. We might not go through the persecutions that Paul went through, but we're going to be persecuted because we are living for Jesus. And here it is, Paul telling Timothy that if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you're going to suffer persecution. That's why he was giving Timothy an account of what he went through and say, you know this, Timothy, that I went through all of this. You know the manner of my life, my purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, my love, my patience, persecutions, afflictions. And verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The evil men and seducers, we've got people, men that are evil, and women too, and seducers that have crept into the church, deceiving the people. They don't have the spirit. They are more like earthly, sensual, as the Bible taught, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. But here Paul is telling Timothy that these evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived themselves by the devil. So we have got to know this word. We have got to know the scriptures. That's why Paul instructed Timothy to study to show yourself approved. That applies to us today. We got to study to show ourselves approved unto God. you know, so we can rightly divide the word of truth, and we will know who these seducers are. We won't be deceived if we're following the Lord. Praise God. But these seducers have crept in, and the Lord spoke to me some years back how many in the church world are not following the Lord, and people are coming in. They're bound by sin, and they're coming in, and the anointing and the presence of God is not there, and these people are coming in bound in sin and leaving. The Lord told me they were preaching a watered-down gospel because they were denying the power thereof. They're not submitting to God themselves. So if the head is not submitting to God, these leaders, these preachers, then the rest of the congregation of the body of Christ is going to be sick. So here we have to study to show ourselves approved, because these evil men and women too are seducers, and they're going to wax worse and worse. But the Bible tells me judgment is going to begin in the house of God. So God is going to judge his people. And so I'm going down to verse 14. And Paul is telling Timothy, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. He's talking about his mother, Lois, and his grandmother, Eunice. They taught Timothy, well, his mother, Eunice, I'm sorry, and his grandmother, Lois, they taught Timothy as a little boy the scriptures. So he's reminding Timothy, remember, they taught you, and that's good. So we as believers in the body of Christ, they have children and grandchildren. The Bible tells us, Paul told us to train up our children in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. That's what the Bible says. So we got to train our children up, just like Eunice and Lois did with Timothy. Train them up in the way they should go. Verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. We got to do that, men and women of God. And then we got to be an example to them as well. I know the Lord spoke to me in 2010 and told me lead by example. And so that means we, as leaders or preachers, we got to be an example. We were even told and by the Apostle Peter that we're not supposed to lord over God's flock, but be an example to the flock, people of God. And I learned that early on in my walk with the Lord through my pastor, Pastor Daniels. She would always say that. God didn't make me lord over his people, but he said be an example. And so that goes back to that. We got to be an example to our unsaved loved ones, to our neighbors, our children. Everywhere we go, we got to be an example. They got to see the light of God in us. And if God move on us to speak something to them, we got to move by the Spirit. Praise God. And sometimes it's not even what you say, it's how you live. I know many times when I was evangelizing, the Lord would tell me to tell certain people, Jesus loves you. That was it. And I would go on. And years later, I would see that person. They say, do you remember me? And I said, no. They say, you stopped me one day and you told me Jesus loved me. And they said, now I am saved. And so we got to be ready on time, and we got to preach the word in season and out of season. Like the Holy Ghost said through Miss Helen Watson, we got to be about our Father's business. Praise God. And we got to be that light in the world. Verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And what that means is inspiration of God, it means God breathed on. It means it comes from God. It describes the unique character of scripture. It is not just written by men, but men were moved upon by God to write the scriptures and the doctrine. And it means we got to tell believers, we got to tell them what's right, what's true, God's word. We got to reprove. That means to tell them what is wrong. We got to correct. And it, correction or show correction, we got to tell them how to correct the wrong things that they've done as ministers of the gospel. Praise God. And for instructions and righteousness, that means to tell them how to live. And so we got to do that. We got to be about our Father's business. Verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That means a man of God, a woman of God. That means we got to be equipped. We got to be inspired by God's word. And we got to know how to use it and apply it. And it will be brought, you will see it in our lives. So we, as men and women of God, we got to be thoroughly furnished. We got to be thoroughly equipped. That's what that means. With the word of God, and we got to learn how to use it properly and apply it. And so people got to see it in us. We just can't preach the word to them. We got to do what the word says. We got to not just hear the word, but we got to be doers of the word. And so that means we have got to know the scriptures. And I want to say to the people of God out there, if you're not getting in your word like you should, start studying your word and ask the Lord to reveal to you what the word is saying. And if you're not seeing that word applied wherever you are, you pray for that leader. Pray for them if God shows you different things. Because God is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. And so we got to be ready and prepared. And let's continue to walk on into what God has called us to do. And praise the Lord. I just want to add this last word. Let us be doers of the word, not just hearers. That's what God looks at, to see if we're doing what his word say. And we got to let that word go in our hearts and our minds and transform us. We got to let the word transform us. We can't just hear the word. We got to do what the word say and let it transform us on the inside. And so I just want to give God the glory for the great things he has done and will do in you and I today. And I want to add this one last word, like Paul always say, keep the faith. And I want to turn it back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
We would like to thank Pastor Francina Shanks for blessing us today with the word of God, for giving us the more, by it showing us how we should know the scripture. We need to know the word of God. She emphasized on that very clearly, that we need to know the word of God. Somebody say, I'm sleepy, I'm tired, I'm weary. You know, I work all day long and I don't have a time to read. Do you have time to eat? Do you have time to drink? Do you have time to go to the restroom? Oh, all of those things. If we got time to do all of those things, do we have time to talk on the phone to a friend? If we can do all of those things, we can absolutely, positively read the scriptures and study the word of God. It is so important. It is life to us. It will saturate us. Every time we read the word of God, it will equip us. It will make us better. Don't you want to be better? If you want to be better, then you would want to know the scripture. And then when we began on our last topic, we're talking about complete the course. And that is taken from 2 Timothy, that fourth chapter, first through the eighth verse. It let us know what we got to complete the course. In that first verse through the eighth verse of the fourth chapter of 2 Timothy, it reads, I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away from their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto faith. But watch you in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Hereafter, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love is appearing, when we can complete the course, as Paul complete the course. He say, I charge you therefore before God, not just I'm telling you, but I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge, and he shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. For the word of God say he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. The word of God tells us in that fourth chapter to preach the word. Men and women, boys and girls, we need to preach the word of God. And the word let us know that we shall preach the word in and out of season. And it tells us to reprove, to rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. We are God's mouthpiece. So therefore, we have to speak for truth. You may not like what the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, you may not like what the believer may say, but it is from the word of God. And if it's true, it is that antidote to keep you from dying of eternal death. So therefore, it is important. The word of God tells us to cry aloud, to spare not, to lift our voices as a trumpet. We have to preach the word of God. We have to be witnesses. I believe Pastor Shank said the only thing that she said to someone that God loves you. Well, God let us know in John 3:16. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's me, that's you, that's the person that was a sinner but was saved by the grace of God. But whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, not in Dr. McCoy, not in Mary McCoy, but whosoever believe in Jesus Christ, that they shall be saved. And someone may say, well, I believe the word of God. Well, that's great. That's good. But a person that truly believes the word of God is going to live according to the word of God. Somebody said, I believe that there is a Jesus, that Jesus is Lord. But have you confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus? Do you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead? So therefore, we need to charge you. We need to be able to tell you the truth. so that you can live, so that your family can live, so those that are around you can live and not die. For the word of God, let us know that we have to be ready to encourage, and the household of faith and the people, yes, sometimes they need to be encouraged. So therefore, it says to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. So we have to be able to teach. Then it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They're not going to endure the teaching. They're not going to endure the word. They're going to fall. Some are going to fall away. Some are not going to stay strong in the path of righteousness in this way. But after their own lust, when people are living according to their own righteousness, but not according to the righteousness of God, which is by faith, then they began to walk in their own lust. And these are some of the things that Ms. Watson was speaking of when she was speaking of the lifestyle of some people. And sometimes people, they because of the fact that they're living according to their righteousness, they're thinking whatever I think is right, it's okay. It's okay if I feed the homeless. It's okay if I go to church every Sunday. But it's okay if I pay my offering, but I'm going to live the lifestyle that I want to live. Many times these things are to make that individual feel good about themselves in their negativity, in their mind, that in the things that they are experiencing, the things that they are doing that are not according to the word of God. So therefore, they're walking in their own lust. You know, they're in carnality. They're not walking in the spirit of the word of God. Anytime we're not walking in the spirit, then we are walking in the flesh. And then it tells us that sometimes they're going to be having itching ears, you know, running to and fro, want somebody to give them a word, but yet they're not living according to God's word. They want to hear that you're going to get this new car, you're going to get this new house. You know, God has, he said, have a castle on a thousand hills. God is able to move in our lives. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. So, therefore, all we need to know is to hear what God is saying to us and that we can follow his word, you know, that we can do those things that make us feel good. Not to wear in that we want people to speak highly of us, because we're in that day now that people want to be spoken highly of. They want to be recognized, you know. They are unthankful. They are disobedient, as the word of God tells us that they are. You know, they're high-minded. They're lovers of pleasure than lovers of God. And then they're having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. So, therefore, we need to let them know the love of God. Let them know truth. Let them come out of darkness unto this marvelous light. But then the word tells us, it says, but watch you all in all things and endure affliction. I believe that in these last days that we're going to go through some things in our lives. But we got to be strong. We got to be able to look to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. That, you know, sometimes the word of God, we read the word of God, it let us know that even as he has suffered in the flesh, for us to arm ourselves likewise to suffer some things we are going to go through. Some things as believers that you're going to go through. But don't let what you go through cause you to not stay in the word of God, cause you not to obey God, cause you to turn your face and your heart away from God. You know, there are people that you may be listening to me out there in our radio audience that you may have been evangelists, and you may have been a pastor. You may have been an apostle, and you may have been a believer, but you have regressed, and you are walking in sin, and you're walking in doubt, and you're walking in unbelief, and you turn back to the vomit, turn back to the sinful ways that you once came out of. You know, you may have been an alcoholic, but then you turn it back to that alcohol. You may have been a prostitute, and you turn it back to where God brought you out of. You may have been a liar, and you turn it back to those same old ways that you were in. But listen here, you have a way, and you still have time to escape. You have time to God, for God to forgive you for your sins and to come into your heart and to save you, because he's still saving backsliders. He is still saving sinners. But here in the Word of God is telling us in that fifth verse, it says, but watch you in all things, endure affliction, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of your ministry. He said, but I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He knew that he was getting ready to leave. He knew that his work that God had given him had come to a completion. But he was going to still, until God called him on home, he was going to still do what God had called him to do. But he was able to encourage the men of God, those that God have still left here. He was able to encourage him. I'm talking about being an encouragement, letting people know what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to walk. And this is what Paul was able to do, because he was a good example to the people of God. And on the last thing that I'd like to say in summarizing this, Paul said he had fought a good fight. He said he had finished his course. Paul said he had kept the faith. Think about it. Think about it. Don't let nothing tear you away from the faith. Don't let anything tear you apart or stop you from finishing this course. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. He had kept the faith, and Paul had firmly opposed evil. He stayed in the race to the end, and that is our desire. That is what we have to be steadfast and immovable, because we refuse to give up. We refuse to not to end this race for Christ, to get in, to do those things that God has called us to do. So today we just thank God for the women of God. We thank God for our topic that God has given us. Finish well. How many of you today want to finish well? I don't just want to finish nothing, but I want to finish well. You know, somebody, they may have maybe a very, very happy with getting all D's or D's and C's. I don't want just D's and C's, just C's to get me out of things. We ought not to just want that, but we ought to want to finish well. We ought to want to please God in every area of our lives. Right now, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, but we just want the Lord, we just thank God for this topic, finish well. Again, we would like to thank God for the woman of God, Ms. Helen Watson, who is the executive director of Ladies' Choice Crisis Center, for being with us today and being a part of the Breakthrough Broadcast panel, talking about being aware of evil. And then we certainly, again, want to thank God for Pastor Francina Shanks, who is the founder of reaching souls for Jesus Christ and delivered ministry. We thank God for the one of God that talks about know the scripture. And we thank God for the word of God that came from 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, the 1 through the 8th verse, complete the course, which I had the honor to be able to speak the word to God's people on today. Well, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And first, we're going to ask Pastor Francina Shanks to come and to pray for those that are sick and have infirmities in their body. We're going to have her to come second rather. But first, we're going to have Miss Helen Watson. So she's going to give the invitation on today. And she's going to pray that for you, for those that are not saved, for those that do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. She's going to pray for you that if you're hurting or you're in despair or you need God on your side, everybody needs God on their side. But and because sometimes people are just in despair and things are going in their lives, that sometimes they're just giving up. So, but we're going to ask Miss Helen Watson to pray for you on today. We want you just to stop wherever you may be. If you're walking through your house, just go ahead and stop. If you are somewhere on the telephone and you hear this broadcast, why don't you just stop so that you can hear the prayer that is being given for you. And then we're going to go to the woman of God, Pastor Francina Shanks, and she's going to pray healing for you on today. Miss Helen Watson.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Father God, we pray today, Father God, for your people that are listening to this broadcast today. Father God, we pray for their minds. Father God, we pray for their hearts. Father God, we ask that you draw in wondering minds. Father God, that you touch hearts. Father God, that you stir spirits, Father God, that they will come to you. Hearing this word today, Father God, that they will apply it to their life and they will want to come to you, that they will be drawn to you today. Father God, I ask that you touch each and every person that is listening to this broadcast, Father. As the words go out, Father God, on this broadcast, Father God, I ask you to heal, set free, and deliver, Father God. We bind all evil, Father God, from Satan, from the pits of hell that would stop your people from coming to you today. Father God, we ask that you touch right now those hearts. You touch right now those minds that don't know you, Father God, that they will be drawn unto you, that they will come to you, Father God. They will want to know you, Father God. They will thirst for you, Father God, and that they will be saved right now. Those of you that are listening that are not saved, Father God, I ask you, Father, to touch them, to heal their minds, Father God, to turn their minds back to you, Father God, to just touch them, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over their minds and over their hearts, Father God. Those that are struggling with the faith, Father God, that need to come back to you, Father God, we ask right now, Father God, that you touch them, Father God, that you turn them in the right direction. Father God, that you send someone, you send an angel, you send a pastor, Father God, you send an elder, whoever, Father God, you want to go and to lead them back to you, Father God, that they will know you, Father God, that they will love you and want to serve you on this day. Father God, we ask those of you that are listening that don't know God, that you will come to him, that you will change your mind today and you want to live for him, that you want to glorify him in your life, Father, that you want to just be the person that God has called you to be. We want you to be saved. We want you to be delivered. We want you to be set free. Through this broadcast today, Father God, through the words that you heard today, we ask you to come to God. He's waiting. We ask you to come to him. We ask you to turn your life over to him right now. It is the easiest thing to do. You just ask him to come into your life, and you believe what his word says. You find a good Bible-based church, and you start to go, and you start to grow. But we thank God for you today that are going to give your life, that have given your life. We thank God for you today, and we plead the blood of Jesus over your life. We pray your strength in God. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
At this time, we're going to have Pastor Francina Shanks come and pray for all of you that have infirmities in your body.
Thank you. To God be the glory. Father God, I come before you today, come in agreement with Dr. McCoy and Ms. Helen Watson, Father, as we pray for the sick. Father God, I ask you to touch your people, God, those that are bound with arthritis, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. I command that spirit of infirmity to leave their body in your name, Jesus. I ask you to pour in your healing, your healing balm upon their bodies, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray for those who have cancer and those who have gotten a bad report from the doctor that you don't have much time. But I want to tell you today on this broadcast that God has the last say so. And I just want to tell you now to reach out to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I ask you to heal them of their cancer. I curse that cancer at the root, breast cancer, lung cancer. Thank you, Jesus. Cancer in the ovaries. Father God, I curse it at the root in Jesus' name, and I command it to dry up in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for those who are bound by the infirmity of bursitis, Father God, in the joint areas, Father God, where they have pulled a muscle and they're in pain. I speak to that bursitis, and I command that person who has it to be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for those who have cataracts on their eyes. I command those cataracts to fall off in Jesus' name. Go back to the doctor and let the doctor check you again. I'm praying for the people now who have lumps in their breast or they've been having pains in their stomach. Lay your hand on your stomach, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak healing to that pain in the stomach. I speak healing to pancreatitis in Jesus' name. I command the pancreatitis to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for migraine headaches in Jesus' name, Father God. Touch your people right now. There's somebody that's listening to us right now. You have migraine headaches all the time. Lay your hands on your head. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command those migraine headaches to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You've been taking medication for it. It hasn't did any good. But right now, the Lord is touching you. I know you feel that warmness. That's the presence of God, the anointing, the healing virtue of the Lord to heal you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I ask you to touch your people today and heal them, Lord, of all infirmities and sicknesses. There's somebody listening to the sound of my voice. You have pneumonia. Lay your hands on your chest right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command those lungs to open up. And I command that pneumonia to drop, all that spleen to drop. And, Lord, pour in your healing virtue so they can feel your healing, your virtue, your presence. In Jesus' name, I pray. And I just want to pray for all of God's people today and Dr. McCoy and Ms. Watson. Father, I ask you to keep them this week and their families. Go with them and continue to bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn it back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
I'd like to thank God for the women of God on today. And we want you to know that even as we have taken the time to allow Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to save you, we want you to call us by the end of this broadcast each week. And we want you, if you're not saved, you want us to pray with you, we'll pray with you. If you have a sickness in your body, you may have tuberculosis, AIDS, you've been giving a demographic report, you may have been going through some of the infirmities that the enemy has put upon you. We want to be able to pray and believe God for your healing. So we want you to call 805-243-1363. Again, that number to call at the end of our broadcast each week is 805-243-1363. And we're going to begin to pray for you on the air. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to tell us where you live. But we're going to believe God because God knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows the very hairs that are upon your head. All we are concerning about you being saved. We're concerned about the healing power that we know that can be manifested in your body. So why don't you call again next Saturday at 805-243-1363 and the Breakthrough Broadcast. We're going to be praying for those that are not saved, backsliders. We're going to be praying for those that have infirmities in their body. We're going to start praying at 5 o'clock, probably 5 o'clock. And we're going to stay on just a little bit longer. And we're going to take that time out to pray for you. And it may be, I'm not sure now, but it may be even at 4:45. It may be 4:45 when we begin to pray for you. So just tune in as you are listening to the broadcast on Saturday. The women of God, the men of God, we're going to be praying for whatever infirmity, whatever sickness that you may have, and we're going to believe God to heal your body and to touch you and to make you whole. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. May God bless and keep you is our prayer, and may the blessing of God be upon you now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.